We continue with our study of Nachum Yomni as we do every single day. In the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker, Zichron Lebracha, we are in Sefer Hosea and we are up to Perek Yud Aleph. Kinar Yisrael Ohaveu of Umi Mitzrayim Karasi Livni. When Am Yisrael was young, I loved them and I took them out of Mitzrayim and I called them my son through the Nevi'im. I told them to stick to my Torah. And what did they do? Karu Lahem Kain Halchu Mipneim Lebalim. The more they called to them, the more they went away to them. They went away from them. They went to the Baal. They went and saw. They brought karbanos. In other words, as much as the Nevi'im called to each person to teach them the right derech, they turned away and they would sacrifice karbanos to Baal. And so that is the way it went. The worse it was. I sent to train Ephraim. I sent a leader before them who trained them gently. He took them on. That's a reference to Moshe Rabbeinu. He took the people on his own shoulders. They don't know I healed them. In fact, they realized that HaKadosh Baruch Hu healed them. They just didn't want to believe it. Right? When he brought them in front of Yaakov to give them brachos, Yaakov saw people coming out of Ephraim. He saw Yeravam, he saw Achav, and he lost his Ruach HaKodesh, say the Mefarshim, and he says, "Who are these?" He says, "Yosef said, I need the Ruach HaKodesh back." And so he got him, and he got a bracha. In other words, I trained him. He doesn't know that I healed him within the process to give them the leg up on the situation. I drew them with the cords of man. I constantly brought them with tender cords, bringing them closely. And I was to them like those who lift the yoke. And I extended to him the ability to bear. In other words, I was like the good farmers. I treated them. I tried to lead them in the right way to be able to handle the challenges. Lo yashuv al eretz Mitzrayim v'ashur hu malko. He won't go back to the land of Mitzrayim. I told him, of course, did that help? No. He turned around and he made Ashur the king. Ki me'anu lo shuv, because they refused to do tshuva. V'chal acheret ba'ara v'chila ba'adav v'achala mimo'o tzoseyem. A sword shall rest in the cities. It destroyed the branches because of all the advice that came along. My people, whether they waver, whether they come back to me, and to the matter concerning whether they call them, they don't hold of it. In other words, when the Nevi'im came along to teach them about me and to do tshuva to me, they're not sure. Do we go back? Maybe it's not the best idea. It's not. It doesn't make sense, says Hosea. Ech etencha Ephraim, amagencha Yisrael, ech etencha kadama simcha kitzivonim, nepach alai libi yachad nechmeru nichumi. How am I supposed to give you, Ephraim? How do I deliver you? How should I make you? My heart's turned within me. I won't execute the anger. I won't return to destroy Ephraim. Why? I see holiness. I don't retract the good thing, and I caused my Shechina to rest in Yerushalayim, and I'll never cause it to rest in another city. You're going to know in the future that you're going to follow Hashem, even with the roar, that they'll come out of the galus and they'll follow him, and the exiles will be gathered from the rest, from the west. They'll hasten like a bird from Mitzrayim and like a dove from Assyria. And what's going to happen in the process is I'll place them in their houses, so declares HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it should be, and so HaKadosh Baruch Hu should make it for us. Everyone have a wonderful day and a fantastic Shabbos.